KO4LAO, W4DJW.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Finishing touches on soldering some new power cord to a very, very old radio, a 2-meter radio my dad had when I was in high school. And I'm 63 years old. So that's an old radio. Putting new silicone leads on it. What you up to today?
Oh, I'm headed to Lowe's to look for a painter pole extension so we can use as an improvised antenna for a mobile unit for HF.
So we're both working on amateur radio stuff. Neither one of us is flying.
The guys at Foothills, and I said, hey, what would you think if I would do like a POTA thing there at Sloan Airfield? And he said, well, I guess if you bring your drone out and you're taking pictures and then you do some ham radio stuff, it'd be okay.
Oh, a GOTA station. Okay, I didn't pick up on that till just now. That'd be cool. I never thought about doing that. That's a good idea. Get more people that are flying interested in ham radio.
Well, I mean, if you're wanting to do some odd frequency for your drone, then ham radio is the way to go. You got a license to do that. I know you chatted about that once before, but we got 3,000 foot of runway there, and then in the evenings when it's dark, unless you're doing night flying, nobody's using the area. So I told the guys in the club, I said, well, that'd be a great way to get ham radio guys out there to do that.
Are they looking at a way to get – I didn't make this last club meeting. Are they looking at a way to – but I made the one before that. Are they looking at a way to get ham radio operators out there? Because they've got a ham radio operator within a stone throw of the field, Eric. He does FastScan TV. He's got that beam on that tower. Eric Sloan, he's got that beam on that tower that's adjacent to the airfield.
Airfield.
Okay, I didn't know we were renting from his mom. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, I've talked to him about me flying over there before and asked him if that bothered him, and he said no, not at all. There was another ham radio operator when Blue Ridge used to be up at Lake Robinson that they bothered him a lot. But he doesn't live here anymore. He moved to Tennessee or Kentucky, I can't remember. Are they looking at getting more amateur radio operators out there on the field?
Something that I thought about, and I said, you know, I've got all that open space, you know, and I'm already, a club member, and if it's not going to be something objectionable to the club, I spoke with Tony, and, he said, hey, he'd even like me to come out and see how we do it. But I thought it'd make a great way to do, a POTA type of setup and let, advertise it and see how many contacts you can get.
Yeah, that would be cool. Plus, it brings an awareness. And if you didn't go to the last club meeting, not this one, but the one they just had, but the one before that, they were doing the long-range calculations on how many people were in the club and how much expenses were for the club and how much they got in dues. And it was coming out decreasing in value every year. So they're looking at a way to get some more club members or hiking the price of the of your renewal.
Hamfest out there for mobile operations or something, and guys can come out and display their setups or something like that. And I think that would be a great opportunity.
That'd be worthwhile mentioning to Tony because he's looking for a way. I told him I'm a member of three clubs, and this club is the cheapest of all three. And compared to the highest, this club is only half as much as the highest. So I think it's inevitable they're going to have to go up or they're going to have to find a way to attract more people.
Raise the dues, and it wasn't by much, but still, it was. So I gave them an advance on that, and but I thought, if there's nobody else going to be there, that little rise up there where the Port-a-John is, that would make a great place to just set up an in-fed half wave on a pole from my truck, and just see what kind of stuff I could do. If I went out there about an hour before sunset, then I could sit out there, and if they don't mind you being out there at dark, just as long as you're careful with what you're doing.
Well, sitting up there, you're far enough away from the runway or anything. You could probably do that any time of day you wanted to, day or night. I don't see how that would interfere. I don't ever see anybody parking up there. I don't know if you do or not, but I don't go there that much either. But every time I go, everybody's parked closer down toward the runway so that they don't have as far to walk to take off.
Well, up there before, but, you know, you just, I just be careful, I think, and making sure you're not making divots in the grass up there that are not going to come out, because we already have enough trouble with stuff on the runway there when we're mowing. But I asked if it would be okay, and, you know, and Tony said he'd like to come out and see how it works.
Well, cool. Let me know when you do that. I'll come out there and back you up. I'll be your backup. Well, my soldering iron's hot over here, so I got to get back to it. I just heard you out there and just was curious if you're hamming it up or you're punching the holes in the sky. Anyway, I'll let you go. Probably getting close. KO4LAO, W4DJW.
I think it'd be a great opportunity to try it out. And what I was thinking about doing was making a card for DX contacts and that kind of stuff, and get my drone up in the air and take a picture of that area with maybe an infed half wave setup, and then be able to send that out to folks for a card, contact cards.
Well, if we get enough time, I could take my hexa rotor. It'll carry heavy stuff. I grab the end of your infed, the other end of it, and I can fly it out there in the air, and then you can do your contacts and fly it back, and they'll be making contacts with a half half aviation and half. I don't know what that would do. That's two. That's mine is 70 centimeters. My control frequency is 70 centimeters on my hexacopter, and it's made for lifting amateur radio rope and cord over trees and dropping it so you can pull antennas up in the trees. So it's made for lifting. But maybe we can rig something up like that, and I can hold it up while you make contacts, and then you get about 15 or 20 minutes to make as many contacts as you can with the aerial as high in the sky as you want it to be as you got cord to put it up there. That's something to think about.
In the last legislation that they put out there, the 2018 FAA Reauthorization Act, is authorization to use drones up to 200 feet without license. And I didn't know if that was for law enforcement or not. I have to refresh my memory on that. But a tethered drone that could stay in the air for a long time, like more than 24 hours, with an auxiliary power station, and can you imagine just running a small wire up? You got a wire up vertical that's going 200 feet in the air on a tethered drone. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, one of the rulings, I'm not up to speed on it like you are, but one of the rulings a long time ago is if you tethered it to the ground, it wasn't considered flying. Right, so you're not in the airspace. You're tethered. You can tether one to the ground and fly around all you want, and you're legal. Whether you probably couldn't do that, couldn't get away with that in FAA controlled airspace. But outside of FAA controlled airspace, they don't consider that flying, or they used to not. I don't know if they do now or not.
I think the issue is what airspace are you in. So you know, Class G airspace. So go down to 700 feet in a in an area that's G over or E over G, but normally it's 1,200 feet. So and you can't go above 400. But I think they removed that distinction since they put that provision in the law. But I hadn't thought about that. That might be a great way to if you were going to need emergency services stuff. If you could run a small wire up as part of your drone, and it's tethered and stationary, you could get an aerial up 200 feet easy.
W4DJW. Yeah, and you could, two copper-clad steel 14-gauge, that's pretty lightweight. You could unspool that and carry it up 200 feet easy. Anyway, I've got to get back to my soldering gun's hot. Go ahead and pick it up with Steve, I'll just listen in while I'm soldering. W4DJW.
W4LAO. Go ahead.
on this end, KN4VWA. I was just going to let Dave know that I'm probably going to beg off on this afternoon's flight, Dave, because it's still pretty breezy up here. I think we're running steady at about 8 to 9, sometimes 10, and still gusting to about 12 to 14. So, yeah, I think I'm going to bag it for the day as far as flying. So what else is going on there? Who am I speaking with?
BWA, it's KO4LAO Jim at Traveler's Rest. How are you, Steve?
That answer, to be properly answered, takes about quite a while, so I'll just leave it with, I'm still breathing, that's all I'm going to claim.
Okay.
Looking forward to, I've got a scale of a MAUL, an M-A-U-L-E, MAUL, and it's a 60-inch wingspan, and it's electric. I was going to try to take it up and get some air time in. Since it's relatively new, I've really only run the battery down on it three times now. So, oh, and by the way, Dave, if you are listening, I got me two more 26MAH60C.
I was listening, but I was walking back and forth between two rooms, and your signal went out. Say that last part again.
2600MAH60C4S.
Okay, that's good. That's going to be a lot better. It won't set the alarm off while you're in the air. I got me some new I was trying to recover those old 5,000 milliamp hours, and they just weren't recovering. They were puffing up instead. So I got a whole bunch of new batteries that came in the mail. I had them all pumped up for this afternoon to take them out and go flying. I was going to drain them all. Now they're draining on the battery charger back down to storage voltage, so I don't leave them pumped up for another week, because like you said, over here I'm seeing there's a lot of wind, so I already wrote today off. I think it's going to be a lot that way until, you know, past April, and then I think it'll start getting good flying weather again.
Up to March, we'll have mercy on us and occasionally get a good day in there. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and back out. You guys carry on, and I'll talk to you again real soon, Dave. KN4VWA. I hope y'all have a good afternoon. Clear.
You too, Steve. Thanks for jumping in there, W4DJW. Jim, you getting close to Lowe's?
Thank a lot. So I'm going to clear off and hope you can finish your soldering project there. So I'll be clear on your last W4DJW, KO4LAO. Clear.
All right, Jim. I kind of suspected you might be getting really close. Take care. Good talking to you. KO4LAO, W4DJW, clear.
N4WHM, monitoring. Hartwell, Georgia.
K87LT.